Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement. Jeremy H. Aiden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A group of activists and leaders of the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan have gathered to protest hate crimes, follows last weekend's deadly attack at a church in Southern California, an attack said to have been prompted by hatred of Taiwan. There is a recount looming in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary, where the outcome of the race is still too close to call. A Trump-endorsed candidate, Ted Budd, has won the race for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate in North Carolina. Finland and Sweden knocking on NATO's door. The two countries have formally applied for membership in the military alliance. On Wall Street this morning, the sell-off rolls on. Right now, the Dow is down 756 points. The Nasdaq off 367 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access Title or corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police say a woman has been arrested and charged with the murder of a Montgomery man back in December of 2020. 24-year-old Deja Powell is charged with murder in the death of 29-year-old Keith Spells. That shooting occurred on Monday, December 28, 2020, in the 400 block of Arthur Street. An Autauga County prosecutor says a special grand jury returned more than three dozen charges against three former workers at a church daycare center after watching security videos that showed children under two being hit, kicked, and punched. The three were charged with child abuse and failure to report child abuse. The total 44 charges stem from their work at a daycare center operated by Journey Church of the River Region. And the Montgomery City Council has voted unanimously to reinstate the business license for Martin's Restaurants. The popular eatery had their license revoked due to failure to pay city sales tax, but owner Marianne Merritt developed a plan to repay the city. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Pull! that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull! Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda. Pull!
Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for always toting.
Jeremy Oden, yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement. Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
Kay Ivey shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. Kay Ivey is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common-sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF11-4529, QX80 VIN, N97-4333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells infinities.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time
for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. What a packed show today. I am your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's here.
I'm in the house, Joey.
No, you're just here today. I'm tolerating you today. And Steve Flowers is now joining us. Hey, Steve.
Good to see you, boys.
Good to see you, Steve. So where do we begin? We're 6 days out from this primary election. Like, I give you the floor. Is there anything, because you were walking in and you said you've seen a lot of this. You've seen a lot of these cycles come and go. Is there anything about this cycle that just sticks in the front of your mind?
This is the most interesting race I've seen for the U.S. Senate in my lifetime. Most expensive, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's evolving, if it's not already, the most expensive race in Alabama political history, period. And it's because of the proliferation of third-party political action committees out of Washington. As you and Eddie know, you can spend unlimited money, and people can give unlimited money to third-party political action committees, and they coordinate with the campaigns of the candidates. Not supposed to, I don't think, but they do. Mm-hmm. And they see the polling, and they get their candidates. And so there's been a lot of money, and it's actually caught the attention, finally, of the national media. I've had calls from national media people and doing interviews with them the latter part of this week because they've realized how much money is being spent here based on our population. Probably equivalent to the North Carolina race that ended yesterday.
Right.
Wow. They're telling me. But I'm going to talk with Bloomberg and Washington Post and CNN later in the week about the money being spent here and how I see the race coming down. I think that I'm going to be in Birmingham on television at 4, the release of an Emerson NextStar poll. I'm affiliated with NextStar Communications in Birmingham, CBS 42, and they do the Fox station, and they have the Fox station in Huntsville and CBS 5 in Mobile, and it's going to reveal some interesting numbers. It's really got more sampling than the Signal poll.
Okay.
But it we're done May 15th and 16th.
Okay.
So it's going to give some interesting numbers on the governor's race and Senate race. I can give you a hint that Mo Brooks is making a clawback.
There you go.
In the Senate race. My guess is, I'm not revealing any numbers, my guess is that Katie Britt's around 32. And Durant and Brooks are right there at 26 apiece.
Okay. Man, it's...
That's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, initially it seemed like... Well, when this first started, Mo was in astronomical numbers. Nobody's going to be able to challenge him. Then he kind of fell like a rock.
He fell about 12 or 13 at one time.
Right. And Katie started doing a lot of work. And then the ads against Mo started doing a lot of work. And you're thinking, okay, that's going to be, between these two. And then Mike Durant gets in the race. And he rises, and as soon as the negative ads go against him, then he starts to drop. And you're starting to see, and actually I had Congressman Brooks on in the 10 o'clock hour, and we were talking about how both Mike Durant and Katie Britt are going at each other now. Mike Durant's team seems to be spending a lot now hitting Katie on negatives. I'm wondering, can she hold up? Because, Club for Growth runs some negative ads, right, a few months ago. But I'm wondering if the Durant campaign's ads are going to be any more effective.
She seems to be holding on to that 32%. Right. That's exactly what Signal had her at, if you recall, 2 weeks ago. And she's endured a lot of negative ads. So I think she may have a solid thing. But I think the Club for Growth barrage against her the entire campaign has kept her from moving out.
Well, and I've noticed an interesting angle here, too, that, for instance, Mike Durant has gotten General Flynn, Michael Flynn's endorsement. Mo Brooks has gotten Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and all those libertarians or constitutional conservatives up there. A lot of the endorsements Katie has been getting are a lot of mayors here in Alabama, state elected officials here in Alabama, big names here in Alabama. And I'm almost thinking if we chose senators the old school way, not popular vote, but if the state legislature chose them, she would be the senator. And I think she might very well be the senator with the popular vote as well. But I think that's how much more does that speak where you don't get the high profile like, oh, Ted Cruz, yay. But when mayors and members of the state house and state senate, how much do you think that sways voters back home?
Well, if you go by my theory of Alabama politics over my observation of the last 60 years, that it's friends and neighbors politics. That people are more interested in who their mayor or who their sheriff's for than who the president. Now, Trump's a unique animal. I mean, he's the most unique president I've ever seen who has the ability to get involved. And I'm going to say this, and then we get back to Alabama. I live in a vacuum of just Alabama politics, but if you look at what's happening around the country, there's no question that Donald Trump is still extremely popular and powerful. Yes, he owns the Republican Party.
Yes, sir.
If North Carolina didn't tell you the story last night, I mean, that guy just whipped that Charlotte mayor like a running mule.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Bunn, whatever his name is, it was like 60-25. But Trump is winning all over the country. And unquestionably, he controls the Republican Party in Alabama. But he must control the Republican Party all around the country. And he's going to come out of this midterm elections as a hero and continue to own the Republican Party. He's going to be your nominee in 2024. I was questioning that when he left office, whether he'd come back at 75 years old. But he's a young-looking 75.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that he is. But going to the Alabama part, Eddie and I were talking about this before we went on the air. Trump has nothing to gain by getting involved in this race.
Mm-hmm.
He should have kept his endorsement of Mo Brooks.
Mm.
He shouldn't have left Mo when Mo was down. You know, he should have stayed with him for his sake. But it doesn't really matter. Trump's still popular in Alabama anyway.
Right.
Doesn't matter who he endorses, whether his candidate wins or loses. It may matter in Pennsylvania, but Alabama is a Trump red state.
Yes.
My observation is that Trump does not have real good counsel politically in Alabama. I don't think he has anybody who has much political savvy or he's close to.
Right. And that makes sense just the way that
I don't think he has someone who really knows anything about Alabama politics mm-hmm. that is able to tell him this: that you need to stay out of this race or do this, or he listens to anybody. And having said that, back to the local friends and neighbors thing, my guess is that if indeed, let's say, Katie's at 32, and Mo and Durant are tied at 26, that tells me it's a Katie Britt Mo Brooks runoff. Because I think Mo underpolls. I think he underpolls. I think Durant overpolls. Because Durant is just a figment. He's just a phantom person you see on television, here on the radio. Nobody knows Durant. Mo has actually run three times. He's actually been the congressman from the Tennessee Valley for 12 years. They know who Mo Brooks is. They now know who Katie Britt is. And back to your point of the rural areas of the state, they have a semblance of a ground game.
Right.
I mean, so it's the poll is an accurate picture of the entire electorate. But Katie Britt started a year ago building a grassroots organization, and it's in the rural areas, and those people vote, and they vote in the Republican primary, and folks in Roanoke and Slocum are going to vote for Katie Britt because she's met them. They don't know Durant. And the other thing is I think there are two groups that have come in that you're underestimating their ability to get out the vote. Katie's got Alpha, and I think that you're going to see the farm vote strongly supporting her. But also in recent weeks, the NRA got really involved in this race, and they have endorsed Mo Brooks.
Right.
I think that may be showing up in this poll where Mo's clawed back, but I think it may be even underestimated that there are NRA voters that may comprise 6-8% of the Republican primary vote that they're voting. They're waiting for that endorsement, and I think Mo getting that endorsement, and you add to this fact, getting back to my friends and neighbors' philosophy, the turnout percentage-wise is going to be higher in the Tennessee Valley than the rest of the state because you have an open congressional race up there. Mo's seat's being contested by Dale Strong and some others up there. You've got three or four sheriff's races in those populous counties open. You've got different, you got open House races. Tom Butler's running for the re-election, the Senate contested. The turnout's going to be there, and Mo is perceived as the local candidate there. They don't know Durant's from Huntsville. Nobody knows Durant. They don't know where he's from. I mean, so he has no friends and neighbors, grassroots support.
Well, he hadn't been active in, like, the politics.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. So people in Huntsville are going to vote for Mo because he is the Huntsville candidate. Durant's just a phantom candidate. He hadn't voted there but one time in his whole life, in 2008. I mean, he may not even be on the road registered to vote. When he showed up to vote, they're going to say, well, I didn't know you lived here.
Well, I talked to him yesterday. He said he's been living there since 2001.
He's voted there one time.
Right.
In 2008.
Yeah, he was a big McCain guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
He has no hometown support. What I'm saying is Moe's got their hometown vote in Huntsville.
Yeah. Man, and I'm just sitting here, and we got to hit a break, but I'm sitting here amazed. Coming back to if those numbers, I know it's give or take, those numbers are correct.
3-5% could be.
I didn't think this thing would end up this tight.
Neither did I. I don't think anybody did.
It could be tighter than you think.
I remember.
Right.
It could be if Durant pumps a lot of money in here, but I think Mo's the one crawling back.
Well, and when we come back, we do have to this break. When we come back, I want to pick your brain on how much can happen in 6 days. I think that's a good angle because we're getting really down to it.
Final laps.
Before we hit the break, though, this part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. He's on Tallahassee Highway, 75928 Tallahassee Highway to be exact. You know, he actually gets a lot of truckers that stop by. Well, they're on that route.
Right.
But they're also, you're riding that big rig all the time. I don't care how good your shocks are, your suspension is. A lot of truckers get back problems, sciatica problems. Well, Dr. Tom can help you with that.
Get this straightened back out.
And maybe it's something you've just kind of, you grin and bear it, something you've been dealing with your whole life, but you can get adjusted. Or it could be something even more serious like neuropathy, where you stop feeling your hands and feet. Well, Dr. Tom has the technology there as an experienced and expert chiropractor, laser technology in particular. A lot of doctors who diagnose a patient with neuropathy, say, go see Dr. Tom first, see if his treatments will work before we do anything a little more serious. And that's just a good rule of thumb, folks. Before you keep taking those pharmaceuticals that are masking your symptoms, or you go under the knife, especially with something like back surgery, go see Dr. Tom Pershing instead. So the way to do that is call him at 514-7600, 514-7600. So that first appointment, he'll ask you a little about your medical history, your symptoms, what's going on with you, discuss diagnosis, give you initial treatment, then set you up on a schedule of treatments going forward. He's helped out a lot of our listeners, and you can be the next one to experience, well, the healing grace of Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivy sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivy even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivy as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivy, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivy takes campaign money from donors linked to China. Kay Ivey, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda.
because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Win a $500 gift card from Prattville Carpet. Just go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and register to win a $500 gift card to Prattville Carpet. Prattville Carpet is your hometown flooring headquarters, and you can use your $500 credit on everything from carpet to hardwood to ceramic tile and more. It's easy to win. Just listen for owner Ray Bowles to call Newstalk or go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and look for the contest tab. It's that simple. Go to PrattvilleCarpet.com today and register to win.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love, encouraging you to use your voice and your vote on May 24th. Our community is counting on us to make our voices heard in Alabama's important 22 primary election. Let's carry on Montgomery's legacy of cherishing our right to vote. For more information, please visit the Montgomery Election Center's website at montgomeryvotesal.gov. Montgomery County, let's get out to vote on May 24th, and I'll see you at the polls.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get on the conversation, with 6 days left to the election, a lot can apparently happen in 6 days. But first, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You know, over there looking like a beached whale with your Walmart haircut.
And my strawberry donut?
Yeah, that's cute. You know what bugs me?
Yeah.
What?
When I come in here and start ragging on you right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
To get on your nerves.
Well, especially I'm on this new regimen, this new diet, too, yeah. And you're wafting your strawberry donuts in my direction.
They are delicious.
You know, I used to make those things, and it's not good for you.
Well, you know, I will say they've gotten better since you don't work there anymore.
It's not the same show. You jackass. But what really bugs me are bugs.
Yeah.
And at Pest Pro Services, they can help you, whether you need termite treatment. They have cutting-edge technology. What do they call it? The Termidor HP2 injection unit. Very impressive unit.
No one else has got one like that.
And also, they can help you with mosquitoes. And, well, it can be a real... Like, I've noticed my neighbor. They've got a fire pit out there. They like to entertain, yeah. Have a Sunday fun day, blasting great music. But I noticed they've just got one of those big cans of off.
Doesn't work very well.
No. And just spending a little time in my backyard, no. Now, you need to get your yard treated, especially if you're trying to entertain outside and knock out those mosquitoes. So whether you're looking to take back your yard or defend your home from the termites, give Pest Pro Services a call. You can always call them at 265-9990. It's 265-9990. Or you can go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. And be sure to tell Ashley that Joey and Eddie from News & View sent you.
Let me tell you a little story about Ashley.
Real quick.
Yesterday, I had a closing and did not have a termite report. I was able to call her, and she put on her Superman outfit and went over there and knocked it out for me.
Nice.
I so appreciate these guys over there. They are the best in town, so make sure you call them up.
So check them out today. Pest Pro Services, great sponsor, great new sponsor here of News & Views from 9 till noon. Again, we're talking with Steve Flowers, and where we left off, Steve, is a lot can happen in 6 days. A lot can happen. Am I wrong about that? Am I right about that? What do you see, like, what could happen, say, in such a short period of time?
Well, it is getting close to the election. It's, like I say, 6 days away. And, you know, let me begin by saying this, that over the years, people have lamented to me, Steve, why are people using all these negative ads? I'm so tired of them. And my answer to them, and I actually said on CBS 8 last night, they asked me that here in Montgomery, and I said, you know, if it didn't work, they wouldn't use them. I mean, the negative ads work. You can see a direct correlation. I mean, the numbers in this Senate race, you can see a direct correlation. I've been seeing it for 30 or 40 years, but this race, it just shows it's true that negative ads work. But the rule of thumb used to be that you went negative through the campaign when you realized who your primary opponent was, but you went back positive the last 3 or 4 days because people are a little reluctant to believe a new accusation close to time. It looks desperate. So they almost have closed their mind to a new revelation. And I think that in the governor's race, for example, I think Lindy Blanchard and Tim James made it clear that they're against transgenders, I mean, and against the gas tax. I mean, you can only ride that horse so long. I mean, they've already realized that where your position is on that, or they're trying to say Kay Ivey's for transgenders or whatever. But, I mean, it's either going to stick or it ain't going to stick at this time. And a new attack sometimes backfires. They're a little leery. Now, it may have changed. They may stay negative to the last few days, but I think you ought to go back positive the last 3 or 4 days and tell people why you ought to vote for them. I think that the undecideds are there. So where do they break? Let's say that that poll's accurate, that Katie's at 32 and Durant and Brooks are at 26. I think that local politics comes into play there, and I got to tip my tip of hat to Britt's campaign understanding that early and really getting out there a year ago and building an organization in the rural counties where these small town mayors and legislators and sheriffs are. She has a ground game, and again, I'm repeating myself, but a poll's accurate. But which one of those people actually shows up?
Right.
And do the undecideds actually come to the game and vote? And if so, who do they break to? The normalcy is if they show up, they break about what the poll is. Well, this poll's so close, all three are about tied. You know, when you look at if you take the margin of error into the game, you know, you got a third, third, third in this race. Right. So it's who shows up, who actually gets to the polls. And they've run such a sophisticated campaign, they've had enough resources to know where their votes are, and they know how to get them out. And it's ground game now. And that's why I would give Durant the short stick in this thing. He has no ground game. He's just been a total media campaign person, and he knows he has no ground game support. You don't see many sheriffs or legislators endorsing Durant. They don't know him. They never met him. I mean, so they don't know to be for him. They met Katie a year ago.
Right.
She went to their sheriff's office in Clark County. I'm in almost every rural paper in Alabama, and so I see those papers. So I began seeing it a year ago that Katie Britt was visiting Roanoke, Grove Hill, Oneonta, Red Bay. I mean, you know, places most people hadn't heard of. She was there visiting the newspaper, so the courthouses, and so this is a ground game there and that in place there, and again I say most got an advantage with the NRA endorsement and the local turnout in Tennessee Valley.
Right.
I think Katie's got an inherent advantage. I think the Wiregrass has finally realized that she's from there. So I think you're going to see the Wiregrass come in strong for Katie. But there's not going to be the turnout in the Wiregrass. It's going to be a big turnout all over the state. But anyway, right. The rule of thumb is I think if I were telling them, I'd go back. But again, a lot of these native ads aren't orchestrated by their campaigns. They're able to go through the third-party PACs. So you'll see them be hitting by the third-party PACs. Now, whether they resolute or not, I don't know. But the negative ads may keep that 12-15% home.
Well, another wrinkle to this, with any poll that comes out, I have a thought where I want to look under the hood at the methodology and who they sampled. But then I realize I have a life and I go do something else. But one wrinkle to this that I don't think anybody necessarily knows for a fact, you'll hear some Democrats spouting off, 20,000 Democrats are going to vote in the Republican primary. Because, in certain parts of the state, there's not much action in the Democratic Party. And I wonder, is that number going to be 20? Is it going to be 10? But that could make a difference, not only in the Senate race, but on the governor's race and a few other of these statewide races.
You make a very interesting point, and I kept wondering about that. I saw the itinerary of some of these candidates, and I said, why in the world is that where they were 10 days ago? For example, KI was campaigning in Greene and Marion County 10 days ago, and I'm thinking, how many Republican votes are there in Greene County?
Right.
There may be some Democrats in this state finally waking up and saying, I ain't got a vote to the governor's race if I don't get in the Republican primary. Right. So there may be some of that going on. And there's upscale areas of the state that are Democratic enclaves that are pretty sophisticated voters.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
In Jefferson especially and some areas here in Montgomery.
And Cloverdale.
The Cloverdale area in Montgomery. They're astute and pretty savvy intellectually, and they may slip into the Republican. They know they can vote in the Republican primary and have an influence. So there's some of that going on, I think, more than people think there may be.
Well, we got to hit another break. That's one. I've not seen any hard numbers of how many folks it's going to be, but I think it's out there.
They're not going to tell you either.
Right.
In a poll.
Right.
I mean, the person over there that's got a doctorate in teaching at AUM has got enough savvy and intellectual knowledge to know they're going to slip over there and vote in the Republican primary. He's not going to tell some pollster they're doing that.
There you go. Well, 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They specialize there, well, it's in the name, in helping get your balance back, get your walking ability back. It could be you over time just don't get around enough, so you're not as sure-footed as you need to be. It couldn't be really just a psychological block where you're kind of dragging your feet. Well, they can help you with that. Could be recently had an injury to your ankle, your knee, your hip. They can help you there. Or it might be a long-term problem that's becoming too acute at this moment. Say like a vision problem or inner ear problem. All this can cause imbalances. And they have traditional methods as well as cutting-edge therapies like fully immersive virtual reality therapy, a 360 walking trap, or track where you are strapped into a harness.
So there's no way I can fall, right?
Right, exactly. That way you can really test your walking ability, get that confidence up. So if you want to get the process started for you or maybe somebody you know and love who's having some trouble getting around, give Physical Therapy and Balance Center or Prattville a call at 595-9990, 595-9990, and they'll set you up on that free balance test. That gets you a baseline score, and then after you go through a few weeks of therapy, they'll retest you to see if you've improved from that baseline. Now, but for all the tech and methods and what they got going on there, Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville, the best thing about them are the people, including the owner, Dawn Sexton. When you sit down with her, she's no nonsense. She's going to push you in the right way.
That's
but
right.
She's also very down to earth, very easy to get along with. So check out Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville today, and be sure to tell Dawn Sexton and her team that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More with Steve Flowers when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
Kay Ivey for Alabama. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I am Stan Cook, and I'm asking for your vote for state auditor. As state auditor, I will protect the taxpayer from spending spree politicians and bureaucratic pirates. I am not a recycled politician that needs a job. I am a constitutional conservative Christian and a lifelong Republican that has no strings attached to the political elite or corrupt power brokers in Montgomery. Vote Stan Cook for state auditor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stan Cook, P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama 35091.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies. High both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, your local choice for those great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. Well, they can help you. Well, Eddie, why are you looking away sheepishly?
I'm still a little embarrassed over my lack of...
Well, you've used them multiple times.
I have, but the big project that I really need to use them for, it's got hot, Joey.
Oh, restain your deck?
Yeah.
And you were going to do that yourself. Because they can help you there if you're going to do it yourself. I would recommend more like a weekend project. Like,
for this, it needs to be at least a weekend.
You know, painting a bedroom, not... Because your deck is a full wraparound deck. Yes. You get a little ambitious there with that big boy.
Well, it's time to do it, and I think I'm going to have to contract it out.
Okay. And you've done that process before, yes, New Look Decorating.
That's exactly right.
So, folks, you just go in there, pick out whatever paint or stain supply you need, and then say, hey, I'm working with so-and-so. They know all the painters in town.
It's so simple.
They know all the contractors in town,
yeah.
And the job will get done.
All I had to literally do was pick out the color, get it approved by my wife, and then just turn it all over to them.
So you can always call New Look Decorating at 271-0007, 271-0007, or stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road, Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. And be sure to say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Landman, the manager, that whole team of paint specialists there, and tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Hey, Steve, you want to field some phone calls here? Could
sure.
be some fun. Let's
sure.
go to Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
Good. Hi. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I got a question. You know, somebody called in the other day and was hitting on Mo about his 10 years as a congressman for 12 years and, you know, hitting him up about term limits and stuff. Does anybody else think it's kind of moronic that somebody's going to run on term limits when being in the Senate is really based on tenure?
Good point.
I mean, that's like saying, all right, because I'm voting for Mo. He's not my favorite, but he's at least honest, and he'll tell you the things you don't want to hear, which is I'd rather have than somebody's going to sit there and do the Phil Brightman Fulbright.
Fill
my mouth with farts, that guy. But stop saying stuff that you're going to have to get 199 other people to agree to, or 60 other people, 59, whatever it is, to do, to redo the rules of the Senate to where seniority doesn't work against you and go in and do stuff like that. That just, to me, just seems like a no-brainer. Yes, we'd all like term limits so we don't have career politicians, but it's just for what we want. Like Shelby would have never been able to do what he did if there was term limits. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're quite correct.
You make a very good point, Eric, and it'll never pass because it's exactly what you said. Seniority is all that matters in Washington, and it's not going to change. It's been the same for 150 years. And it's a very popular thing to talk about, but it's never going to happen.
Right.
Well, I mean, that to me is just a waste. You know, tell me what jobs you're going to do to bring the state. There's a guy that used to be on this radio station that said a senator's job is to go up to Washington and fill up as much money as he can and send it back here. That's their job. That's what they literally are supposed to do.
It's been the job for especially 100 years, but I'll just say everybody, senator, congressman, presidents, dog catcher needs to wake up to this fiat money printing machine is starting to go a little haywire, as we're seeing with inflation. But we'll see where things go. I appreciate it, Eric.
Later, Eric.
All right, fellas. Adios.
See you, brother.
And then we got Sidewinder on here. Hey, Sidewinder, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
I've got one question for Steve.
Yes, sir.
Do you think, I mean, I can't understand why the candidate won't debate. I think Mo went up north somewhere and folks had a debate lined up and nobody showed up, which I know KIV ain't going to debate nobody. I think she's just scared of that. The handlers want better and everything. But Mo went up, from what I understand, Mo went up north somewhere. Folks had one schedule and nobody, Katie didn't show up and the other guy didn't show up. And then they started saying, well, you know, he can't get it done. I'm not going to debate if he don't debate. What do you think about that? I think it hurt most of them, except for Mo.
I think maybe the idea of debates may be a thing of the past. It's become a cardinal rule with these handlers, and you use the word properly, and they have handlers, and the handler's job is not let their candidates get beat. And if you're ahead in the polls, or you're close to being ahead, or you're in good position in the polls, you really should not debate, because you're allowed to make a mistake, and all you've got to do is lose ground. So that's why you may see debates being. That's why you don't see a popular incumbent who's going to win re-election and way ahead by 30 or 40 points. Like Kay Ivey's not about to debate. If her people let her debate, they're making a big mistake, even though she probably would do well in the debate.
I think it's a big disservice that politicians are not forced to debate. I don't want to, when I'm voting for somebody, it's usually, I'm sold on them because I hear all the positive message. But I have not seen them in action. I want to see them under pressure.
Well, that's what the caller's saying, the
right.
Same thing.
And I think it's just a big disservice. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a thing of the past, maybe, though.
One more thing here, Steve. Do you think that there'll be another presidential debate?
Oh, yeah, I think in presidential debates, they have to debate. There's just too much pressure. You'll see the presidential debates, because they're not they're always a close race and nobody's that far out in front. I think you'll see presidential, but in the governor's race and the Senate races and local races here, the cardinal rule is you don't let your candidate debate if they're out front. And if the front runner's not going to debate, Brooks and Katie Britt have said all along. Well, you know, if Durant's not going to debate, then why do we want to do it? And so you're allowed to make a mistake in a debate. You know, that's you make some misstatement or miscue, and that's why you don't see them do it. Right. But there'll be presidential debates.
I sure would have liked to have seen one, though. I tell you right now, I think it would have been hot and heavy.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, Sidewinder.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey there, Joy.
Kenyon.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Dr. Kenyon.
I know you're looking forward to the next week or the next...
Like Christmas for me,
days.
Ken, as you know. I wait for this every 2 to 4 years. You know, I love it.
Yeah. And this is a very interesting one. I think Joe and Eddie are doing a good job with their... the interviews they've had.
And you know, that's the closest thing to debates is the popular talk shows around the state get the candidates on. You know, they get the candidates to come on the shows, and actually people can talk to them, ask them questions like this, I guess.
I'm tired of it.
I bet you are. But this is probably the closest you're going to get to debates, I would think.
Yeah. Well, that may change. That may change, like you say, about the presidential debates. Lord knows they're going to be lined up across the stage for the Dems, I would imagine, even against an incumbent year and a half from
now.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about, looking forward. So this one's over. We got that to look forward to. We got a presidential race. Be fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as far as what can happen in 6 days, Steve, tell the young gentlemen who are running this show and the youngsters in their audience what happened to the three B's in the mid-70s, Brewer, a former lieutenant governor and governor, Baxley, former AG and lieutenant governor.
Jerry Beasley.
And Jerry, oh my Lord. Of course, mm-hmm. Eddie and I worked hard for Jerry. He was our buddy then. when he was lieutenant governor. Those three guys duked it out, and I think it happened in the last 6 to 10 days when Bob came out of nowhere.
I think he may have come on earlier than that, but what Ken Yon's referring to is the 1978 governor's race, and you had three thoroughbreds: Albert Brewer, a former governor, lieutenant governor, and Bill Baxley, the sitting attorney general for 8 years, and Jerry Beasley, the sitting lieutenant governor for 8 years. The three B's got into the race, and Bob James kind of came out of nowhere. But again, it was money. He had the money. He had the personal money. He owned a company called Diversified Products. He and his brother Cal did own Opelika, and they sold out and made jillions of dollars. And that's Tim's daddy, you know, and two-term governor. And anyway, he was able to ride a school bus around. And talking about not debating, he didn't say anything. he went to school with a guy named DeLoss Walker, who was a genius in Memphis, Tennessee, and DeLoss trained him. He says, "Now you got to come up here and live with me." DeLoss Walker was a genius guru, and he says, "You got to." Fobb had to go to school for a month. And he told him, "Don't ever answer any question. If they ask you about abortion, say, I'm for reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm for getting back to the basics." "Well, what about your roads in Alabama?" "Roads need looking into. We need to get back to the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic." You know, and they said, "What about the garbage not they dump down there in the mail?" "That's the problem. We need to look into it. We need to get back to the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic."
There you go.
Never answer any questions, never debated anything. And just Baxley, Beasley, and Brewer beat each other up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, I got to run, man. I'm out of time.
Thanks much.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Ken.
You sound good.
Yes, he does.
And we really are out of time. Steve, I appreciate you as always.
Well, thank you. Let me plug my papers around the area. You
sure.
know, I'm not your competition, but I'm in every paper in the River region just about. I think the Montgomery Independent, the Alabama Gazette, the Wetumpka Herald, the Union Springs Herald, Troy Messenger, Greenville Paper, Tuskegee News. I'm leaving out some, so I'd.
I saw you on Channel 8 last night.
And that's my favorite. That's been my. I've been on CBS 8 for 12 years. So let me plug CBS 8, my TV station I'm on here in Montgomery. So I'm not taking up your time. I know they're not really your competition, though.
Oh, no, we work with CBS. And I know a lot of those folks, but I always appreciate your time, especially with only 6 days out. To close out the show here, folks, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair and the owner of XI Repair, young man, talented entrepreneur, Jonathan Strange will join us tomorrow at 10.
That's right.
But I really can't recommend enough going to XI Repair if you got a cracked screen, maybe your battery's not holding a charge, could be water damage of some type. They can help you out, and most of those fixes are done in under 30 minutes. And if they can't fix it, they're not going to charge you for anything. Doesn't happen often, but it could also be not just smartphones, but old desktop, laptop computers, gaming consoles. They can also custom build you
That's
a
right.
brand new computer. They really do it all there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can go to xirepair.com or give them a call at 777-1234. 777-1234. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Y'all stay tuned because some straight talk with April Marie, well, she's next.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Did you know that Alabama residents pay some of the highest energy bills in the country? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican candidate for the Alabama Public Service Commission. As an educator, I fought powerful lobbyists. If elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, I will fight against arbitrary rate increases on Alabama families. I will work to lower your energy bills. I will fight for you. On May 24th, vote for Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, Place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker, P.O. Box 1671.